from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Mark, do you have to be a homer on the radio?
Well, Brian, you have no idea.
Well, hold on a second.
On 95.7 The Game.
Should we do this again? I still don't understand the entire art of the idea of being a homer. Like, there's the players, and then there's the organization. Which one is being a homer if you support one side? Which one's being the homer?
It's when you support either side so blindly so as to have some objectivity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think the accusation of being a homer is, but really, if you're a fan, doesn't that inherently make you a homer?
I would argue yes.
Homie.
Yeah, I would argue yes. Like, Randy, are you an Oregon homer?
Oh, God, is he ever.
No, I tell it like it is.
Yeah.
We're going to win the national championship. Rawr. Just you watch.
Rawr.
Quack, quack.
I just think it's a funny concept that, you know. Okay. I mean, I get it. Like, if you're saying stuff that's just, like, flat out not true. But to be a homer, okay, you're blindly supporting your own teams and not the others. I mean, how much do we even talk about the others? How much does it even come up? You know, like, there's something inherent by doing a local radio show that leads to what will at times sound like being a homer.
Just depends on how you...
Are you ever allowed to say something good?
Yes, but when something bad needs to be said, you should be able to say it. And I think you've shown that with the Giants, for example.
Yeah, and I was much later to the party than many, for sure. Like,
right.
if you wanted to accuse me of that, of like the way I supported Farhan Zaidi, I had my reasons for that. Like, I liked what was going on very early in the regime. It has been proven to be not so good. I'll take the L on that. I have no problem with that. I do think it's really funny when people say it, though. And Brian Baumgartner on that little thing that
Kevin from The Office.
Yeah, like, he was talking about the 49ers. I think it's laughable that anybody could call anybody a homer in talking about the 49ers right now. They've been flatly amazing.
They've been, yeah, really good.
As a regime.
Can't win the big one, but, you know, other than that, they've been fantastic.
Yeah, man, Lucas wants me to do the big announcement. He wants
All right.
me to do the big. He doesn't want us to keep talking about this at the expense of the big announcement.
Well, look. Big
announcement. You ready for it? Ladies and gentlemen of the 95.7 The Game listening audience, your next opportunity and our next opportunity to get together as a group and talk about sports is coming on Wednesday, September 4th, the 2024 Red and Gold Summit is here. And once again, it will happen in Dibs' second home, live from the beautiful rooftop of Fremont Bank. at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Once again, this is Wednesday, September 4th. And once again, as lucky breaks would have it, it's going to happen during our show.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. That's five straight. We're on a heater.
Yeah, we are.
So we will be live from 2 to 4 because that's our job. And then from 4 to 6, we are kind enough to share our show with the other four hosts who will pull a double and show up in Fremont in the name of Bonte and Joe and Steiny and Goo. And the six of us will sit at a table and we will yell at one another, and you can be there live to watch us as we get ready for yet another football season. The last one at Fremont Bank was an absolute banger. We had a great time.
Yeah.
The food, the people, the view, everything. So come on out if you missed the last one and join the fun this time. Open to the public, first come, first serve. Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard, the Red and Gold Summit for the 2024 season is Wednesday, September 4th.
And that will be 5 days before the actual opener. And, you know, I can already start to think about what the topics will be. And our boss, Matt Nahegian, the brand manager, look, he does such a good job of crafting the rundowns for these shows. And I wonder if Brandon Ayuk and that situation will be solved by then,
oh,
Mark.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Or will that be the lead topic?
You had to take it there.
Well, will it be 26 or is he going to get 29? What's going to be the guaranteed number? Are we going to beat that dead horse one more time at the 49ers Red and Gold Summit?
You're going to get some real Brandon Ayuk comments that day if it's not done by then. By the way.
Even if it is done, I do think the question, and this is something that I was really interested in earlier in the week, and it continues to be something that I'm thinking a lot about. With every passing day that this contract doesn't get signed, I think the pressure on Brandon Ayuk goes up. The pressure to perform, the pressure to come out and do well early, all of that continues to get ratcheted up with each passing day of him not being in camp. Because camp's over here in like a day, right?
Well, it's not over, but I mean,
well, camp is over. Once you have the last preseason game, then you get into practice mode. You make your cuts.
Yeah, it doesn't really change. You show up, it's the same field, the same uniforms, and the same drills. It's just less people.
But then you get into game mode.
Yeah, of course.
All the rest of it. Yeah. I mean, the official camp ends when the preseason schedule's over.
By the way, do want to let our very faithful listeners who may remember that the last time we did it at Fremont Bank, you had to go to the website and register and do all that. Not this time. Not this time. First come, first serve. So if I were you, I'd come and watch the early part of the show, too.
Yeah.
Come heckle me and Dibs. Get a good seat. And then you can ramp up for the Red and Gold Summit, 4 to 6. Fremont Bank in Fremont, Wednesday, September 4th. 24 hours before the NFL kickoff.
Yes. And a spectacular building. Tallest building in Fremont. It will be the epicenter of downtown, because something I've learned going down to Fremont Bank now a bunch of times is that Fremont does not have a downtown. It's the fourth largest city in the Bay Area behind San Jose, San Francisco, and Oakland. In population, it's the fourth largest, but they do not have a downtown.
What defines a downtown? Because having been there, like, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of restaurants in the area, shopping,
people.
What
Fremont has is, I think, four, if not five, different downtowns. So you've got the Irvington area. You've got Sunol, the Sunol portion, which is an unincorporated part of Contra Costa County, as you well know, or Alameda County, I apologize. You've got a bunch of different micro downtowns, but not one downtown.
They should merge.
Well, they are building a new downtown on Capitol and Fremont, and the Fremont Bank building is going to be the anchor spot for what's going to be the eventual downtown. Because like San Mateo has a downtown.
Sure, yes.
San Bruno has a quaint little downtown. Belmont has a downtown. Burlingame has a little downtown corridor. All, like most cities, have a downtown.
Burlingame got fancy downtown.
Burlingame's sneaky downtown now.
Expensive over there, brother.
Yes, but as far as like
shopping on Burlingame Avenue,
if you
want to
visit cities, like some of the smaller cities around the Bay Area, and like check out their downtowns, like Palo Alto. That's got a fancy downtown, like the university corridor and whatnot.
Lucas whispers, like, Burlingame Avenue, how many coffee shops do you need? I know why every other building is a coffee shop in Burlingame Avenue. Coffee is the only thing you can afford on that street. That's it.
Yeah.
$7, great little diner over there.
$7.22, you can get a coffee.
It's really impressed by that downtown. Hadn't seen it until a couple weeks ago.
It's beautiful, right across the street from where my dad worked at Burlingame High School.
Almost as cool as Fremont, you know?
And right across the street from Burlingame High School, where what major film was partially
filmed? Oh, we just went over this.
Filmed. Yes, I want to test your knowledge because we already discussed this on the air and people got very angry because they're like, no, it wasn't. And I'm like, yes, it was, in part. The music video and the movie.
It was that Coolio movie, right?
Yeah. That was Siegfried and Roy biopic.
Siegfried and Roy. No, yes, Dangerous Minds.
Thank you.
Coolio.
Well played.
May you rest in peace.
Really?
Yeah.
I better Google that one. That one might have slipped
I felt
me.
Real confident on that one because I didn't want to divers that thing. I didn't want to kill somebody on the air. Yeah, Coolio, may he rest in peace.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. All right. Anyhow. Hey, I have, good Lord, I can't even believe I'm going to say this.
You won't.
I got fresh Ayuke.
Come on.
Want to hear the tweet?
Love to.
Here's the tweet, and it comes from our buddy Cam Inman, who just sent out some very recent, today, Kyle Shanahan quotes on Brandon Ayuk. Quote, no new updates. Sorry to keep being boring about that. Wish I was saying something different. Nothing has changed. However, on Trent Williams, Kyle says, quote, I've had some contact with him. Been good talking to him. We're negotiating hard. Hopefully it's getting close. Those are two very, very different answers.
Yeah.
Which is why I say them, because I know that everybody's done with the non-report, right? Hit the breaking news sounder. Mike Garofolo says that the Niners and Brandon Ayuk are in contact with one another again. Great. Nobody wants to hear that stuff anymore. I think the story today is, boy, that's a very different tone and very different word choice when talking about Trent Williams versus Brandon Ayuk, and that was this afternoon.
Yes, and the Trent Williams sounds like we're hammering this thing out and we're moving toward it and it's going to get done. If you're negotiating hard, that tells me that the two sides are at a table and they're working on the details. And the Brandon Ayuk, with nothing new to report again, sorry for being so boring, but nothing new to report, and yet that one's been going on for a lot longer than the Trent Williams. That seems more troubling with every passing day, as we are now sitting, it was 19 days from the opener.
19 days to a game. And yes, the Trent Williams comments come on the heels of what DeSean Jackson said on FS1 yesterday, which is that, you know, Trent's gonna be there real soon. And I'm paraphrasing, but I was just talking to Trent. And, you know, big fella's getting it together, and Trent's going to be there real soon. And then again, I'll add this, because this is something you and I are always careful to do. Like, Kyle answered the same question yesterday very differently. Hey, what about Brandon and Trent? Zero update.
Yeah.
Well, then today, oh, yeah, I've been talking to Trent. It's been real good talking to him. We're negotiating hard. Hopefully it's getting close. That's a different answer 24 hours later. The Brandon answer is the same. And I'll absolutely reiterate what has been my opinion the whole time on the Trent Williams thing. There is zero chance he doesn't play on September 9th for the Niners. Zero. Not worried about Trent. But the Brandon thing is going on and on and on. And I think that, look, this is a faux deadline, so it doesn't exist. But by the same token, I feel like if we get to the end of the week and the Brandon thing is not over, it officially becomes a massive problem and a very different approach might be necessary.
Well, a different approach would be you go ahead and bag an extension or you ship him off to Pittsburgh. So whichever way that eventually goes, that would be, you know, to me, a dramatic turn of events would be, all right, no more negotiating, you play on the fifth-year option, or no more negotiating, and you get dealt. Because you get to Monday, and now we're 14 days away, and you've already gotten through the last preseason game, and the cuts have been made, and now we're ready to go forward with our 53-man roster, and we're ready to really lock in here and play football. All the contract mumbo-jumbo and all the negotiating, all the off-season stuff is over. Now we're in season. Even though a game won't be played for a couple of weeks, you're into in-season mode. So I'm with you on the deadline. It's not a hard deadline. And I know last year the Bosa thing did drag in further than 2 weeks away from the opener would be. This feels different to me.
I tell you what, I would be interested, as a fan, I would be interested to know if other options are still on the table. I don't care if they're close. I don't care if it's just, just some dotting of I's and crossing of T's. Don't worry. Just need a little owner approval. And, boy, Jed wasn't reachable today. I don't know. Must have been over there at the club or something like that. I don't know. None of us know. And I'm not going to ask to know. You know, like Steiny and Evan were talking about earlier. No, Jed York does not need to come out and say anything. This is an active situation. And it's a bottom line performance business. We have reached the point where you're either here or you're not, and you're not here. And if you're not here getting this close to the game, that's when I think it is incumbent upon us to start assessing the vitality of a certain player. So when people go, why not this energy for Bosa? Because that's Bosa. Brandon's not Bosa. He's not. He's just not. It's not a it's not the same premium of a position, and he is not in the slot that Bosa is in at his position, which is number one. And so if, like, yeah, we're getting there fast to where I think we can start to form a little bit of a different opinion about the way that a person is negotiating and a way a person is viewing himself. I think Brandon's fantastic. I wish this would have worked out. But if you're not ready to go by the end of this week, I would get the Steelers on the phone real damn fast.
Yeah.
And find out if that's still available. And if you truly do have something agreed to, chop, chop, let's move. See you later, dude.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get the chop, chop, let's move.
I don't either, but that's what I'm telling you, man. You're a wide receiver, and there are others.
There are, but there aren't others that you can plug in right now. And the guy you drafted in the first round, he can't get healthy. He can't make it on the field. And the guy you drafted further down, I think it was the fourth round, Jacob Cowing.
Those are the rooks.
He's starting to show a little bit.
Yeah.
And other than that, you've got Conley and Taylor and Juwan Jennings. And
Robbie Chosen.
Sure. And so I think that Brandon Ayuk probably looks at his competition right now and thinks, oh, y'all need me. Y'all need me. And TJ Houshmandzadeh came on this very program and said, yeah, you done messed it up with DeForest Buckner. If you didn't blow that one, you'd have two Super Bowls right now. If you didn't trade DeForest Buckner, so you're gonna try and go out without BA,
but
and you think you're still gonna be a Super Bowl team?
That's not fair.
That's what their camp is seeing.
And they're wrong. The bottom line is, as at a certain point, it's not about that anymore. I could agree with you, Dibs. He's an important player, but the bottom line is if you're going to conduct yourself this way, then you're a problem. I don't care what position you play. You are becoming a problem. And I likened this yesterday to some of the other things that we've seen. It's not about fault. Is it Klay Thompson's fault that he was mad the last year and a half? Or was it the Warriors' fault? Because he got benched. And because he didn't like whatever, the way what people were saying about him. Is it his fault? I don't know. You can think it's his fault. Is Jordan Poole's standing within the organization his fault? Maybe some. Getting punched certainly wasn't his fault. And we can go on and on through, you know, how about Jock Peterson? Was it his fault that he wanted to play Pusoy Dose and gain weight throughout
the
season?
I love when you say that.
Was that his fault? Probably.
Yeah.
But These organizations have treated all of these players the exact same way. Bye. See ya. We're bigger than you.
Well, Brandon Ayuk is bigger than Jock Peterson. And Clay got not, to the end
not,
of his...
Not literally.
No, but his import to the team is bigger than Jock Peterson.
Yeah, the Giants weren't a contender.
And the Clay thing was different. And, you know, Clay went about things the way he did. And you got to a spot where he wanted to go play elsewhere. And so that was that. And every situation is different. And however this has played out, it's been mistake-filled on both sides. And I look at the date for the cut, and you're 6 days away from final cutdown day, August 27th. So you need to have this done and dusted before you get to that point, because you might end up needing an extra receiver if Brandon Ayuk is not extended or traded, and you don't know if he's going to still play on his fifth-year option or not. You're going to have to make some other roster moves to protect yourself that you otherwise wouldn't have to make next Tuesday when cutdown day comes.
We're talking about this because there's fresh commentary from Kyle Shanahan.
We said we weren't going to do it,
I know, but
here
there's
we are.
Fresh commentary, and I do think it's newsworthy that he suddenly answered the Trent Williams and the Brandon conversation differently. Those questions just got answered differently. Brandon, no new update. Sorry it's boring. Wish I was saying something different. Trent? Oh, yeah. I've been on the phone with Trent. It's good talking to him. We might be done soon. That's a very, very different answer. That's newsworthy to me. And so, therefore, let me ask you this. This is a 1-2 punch question. Two-part question. But I'm only going to ask the first part at first. I won't ask them both at the same time. Do you believe that the 49ers were actually shopping Brandon Ayuk earlier this month?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
If you believe that, then... That brings me to the next point, or the next question. Don't you think that that means the 49ers feel like there are other fish in the sea?
Yes, but what fish would those be?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know if that is what I would believe, like fish in the sea, like they're going to acquire a player in a trade. Yeah, that's possible. Or I think an even more likely... outcome would be they believe that they have a fish in their own building, a fish in their own pond that could be good enough through Kyle Shanahan's hubris, his confidence, some would call it his arrogance. He might think that, you know what, we can get by, we can thrive with who we have in the building. If Brandon wants to do this, then let him do it. If he wants to blow up his career, let him do it, because I think that with my laminated play sheet and my young stud quarterback and my really, really good team, we can still be a very good football team without Brandon Ayuk. I think that that is more likely than some three-team trade that nets them Devontae Adams.
He has got so much history on his side.
Shanahan.
Yes. Yes. And we get emotional and we get attached and we want the ring. And that's all true, and that's all fair, and Brandon is good, and that's all true, and that's all fair. But this league has a long history of good teams looking at wide receivers and going, I think we'll put our money elsewhere. And the top two examples are literally the two dynasties that we know since the turn of the century. The Patriots never prioritized the wide receiver position, not financially. They brought in Randy Moss. They didn't even win. Tom Brady consistently made names out of wide receivers that would then go get paid somewhere else and become, wah, wah, not much. And then we watched the Chiefs move on from Tyreek Hill and win back-to-back rings. So I get it. I think Brandon's wonderful, and our emotions can't wrap our head around the idea of him being gone. But these are the same with a predictions I hear people make about what will happen to the Niners if they don't have Brandon are the same predictions that I heard people make about what was going to happen to the Chiefs when they sent Tyreek to Miami. And those predictions were wrong.
Because they have two of the best quarterbacks in history. So Brock Purdy better be on that level now.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, you're talking about Brady and Mahomes, who were able to do it with lesser receivers, and now you're going to ask Brock Purdy in year three to do the same thing that Mahomes has done back-to-back Super Bowls, and Brady, who's won six or seven of them, I lost track.
But this is a collective offense, I thought.
It is.
And it is one of the best offenses in football, and he would still be cruising around with an arsenal of weaponry that I would argue is still above what Mahomes had last year or what Brady usually had at all. You would still have McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo still running around in that offense, and then a collection of rookies and veteran wide receivers,
right,
who have been able to function in this league. In fact, Patrick Mahomes used to throw to who? Chris Conley.
Conley last year with what, six catches on the season?
That's because he didn't have any opportunity.
Juwan Jennings with about 18 catches. You're asking these guys to take huge steps up.
Yes, I am.
And I think that is very risky. And you have a receiver, your Z receiver, Debo Samuel, who has shown at times a propensity to be injured. So now you're going to have no Ayuk, in theory, if you trade him. And Debo probably is going to give you 13, 14 games. It's usually about what he plays. And so now we're looking at this cadre of rookies and relative unknowns. Now we're asking them to step up.
I get it, but I also know,
it's just such a risk.
Right now I'd argue it's a risk to keep him.
Well,
this is a risky guy right now.
The ideal would be to have him play on his fifth year option right now.
Yeah, which, by the way, I still think I don't buy this crap for one second. I'm not showing up for the fifth year option. Prove it.
Yeah, might be where we are in this negotiation. With Shanahan saying today, again, no news. It might be where they've gotten to that point. And we talked earlier about offer on the table, and then you go back to that table and there's no offer on the table. We don't know where this sits.
No clue.
We don't know what the negotiating is like. And, you know, based on the Shanahan comments, we do know that, you know, Trent and the Niners are hammering it out. You know, they're talking about it. They're working on it.
Want fresh Garofalo?
Love it.
Here we go. And no, it's not going to be an answer, but there's something tucked in here that I think answers one question that we just had within the last half hour. Mike Garofalo, 45 minutes ago, day 30 of the Brandon Ayuk hold-in, and the 49ers and Brandon haven't budged in recent days, and Ayuk seems dug in. The Steelers are still waiting and still in play. I got about 48, 72 hours left of patience in me if I'm the 49ers.
And today's Wednesday. You talked about Monday. And honestly, if you look at next Tuesday, cut down day, 1 o'clock our time, your roster has to be turned in 53 players. If you're Pittsburgh, you want to either have Ayuk among your 53 or not. And if you're the Niners, same thing. So, yeah, 72 hours, you're probably right. If this thing gets to Monday, then it really becomes nut-cutting time for both sides.
We're not going to do the Ohio State thing again.
But that was you and the director of sports and Grandy.
No, I'm just saying we're not going to do it again.
My childhood.
I can't believe I'm here. I'm getting real close to saying call the Steelers and get this thing over with. Get it over with.
See, I'm so far from that. That to me was 2 weeks ago, and nope. I said on this very program that he was going to be traded.
Well, everybody did at that time, yeah.
Right. I thought he was getting traded.
Yeah, what you thought was there's no, like, rebounding from this.
Exactly.
And I get that, and I thought there definitely was, and I still do. Like, the idea of there's no rebound from this is sort of like, can they all kiss and make up? In the NFL world, yes, I absolutely, like, sign the deal and everybody just walk out of there, roll your eyes, go take a day, go punch your bed or something, get the frustration out, get in here and play football, everything will be fine. Brandon will show up and it'll be Debo and Christian and George and they'll hug and they'll play and Brock Purdy will throw him the ball and it'll be wonderful. But I don't know if we're ever going to get there. I don't know if we're ever going to get there. And at a certain point, I do think you got to stop and ask yourself, forget the 1,300 yards and ask yourself, who are you re-signing? Who's this person? Who is the, forget the player. who is the person you're signing right here?
See, I don't think you have to worry about the person because the player...
Absolutely you do.
You don't forget the player because the player has been unbelievable. And the person this offseason has shown you things about the person that you probably knew already.
Maybe.
And the player's been unbelievable.
Oh, I disagree with that.
The player's been durable. The player's been getting better and better every year.
If you knew this about him, you wouldn't have bet at the draft that we'll figure this out before August. You'd have known that this wasn't going to get any better.
Well, you tried to be, you know, hardliners. You could have had this thing done in March had you just agreed to the number that was on the table then, but you didn't because you want to win the deal so bad.
Nobody would argue against the idea that the 49ers have mishandled this. At least I won't. I agree with you.
Yeah, so
I agree with you.
And people change, and so maybe you didn't realize that he was going to be this resolute about what he wanted. Maybe you thought he would cave, and you know, maybe you miscalculated all of his social media activity, and you didn't think that he would go that way. Yeah, you could be right about the person, but you also said that bygones can be bygones, and they can, you know, spend a day, get it done, spend a day, and Parag can be mad about losing the deal, or Brandon can be mad about losing the deal, or whatever, and then you come in and you just play football.
But you got to think about precedent now, man. This matters in every deal. A team is sending a message to the whole league every time they do something. And if you are literally, you are going to treat a fourth-year player who's not a free agent this way, you are going to offer four different franchises for which he can play, and come back to the table at the end and up the offer, which has been firmly reported that the 49ers have come up from their May offer in the last 2 weeks. It has been firmly reported that their offer is commensurate with Pittsburgh's offer. So your money is essentially the same as the Pittsburgh offer. You can go to New England for 33. You can do Pittsburgh or the Niners for 28 or whatever it is. You could have gone to Cleveland for 29 and a half. These options are all on the table for a non-free agent. And that person still looks at you and goes, I don't like any of these options. I'm out. You are just being a petulant, absolutely overreactive, unfair negotiator at this point.
Well, we don't know what the deals are with guaranteed money and all the rest of it.
You've offered four teams. One of them has to be okay with you or you're wrong. That's my opinion. You can't say all these offers are wrong.
You can look at all the offers and not be totally satisfied with them. Absolutely. And it, you know, you can.
How?
And I mean, at the same time, we don't criticize Trent Williams for doing what he's doing. You've got a contract.
Of course not.
You got a contract and you're not showing up because you want more.
He's got a contract.
And he's not petulant.
He does not have a contract.
Trent Williams is under contract.
Absolutely not.
He has a contract. It may not be guaranteed.
Then it's not a contract.
But he has a contract.
I will back an NFL
player. You show
player.
Up and play.
No.
You get paid.
Disagree. This is an NFL player.
To me, there's no difference.
The non-guaranteed nature of the NFL, I'll back the player every time. But the reason Brandon has lost me is this is no longer about that. You were offered an absurd amount of money from New England and said no. The Niners have come up to meet Pittsburgh where you reportedly wanted to go. Cleveland is sitting over there with 30. You were offered everything you've been asked for. It just hasn't exactly been in the place you wanted. You're not a free agent. This is totally different than Trent, Nick,
Trent's
than
not
Debo.
A free agent either.
No,
so.
He's not. Trent just wants his contract to actually be a contract.
Right.
I would do the same thing if this place tried to do that to me.
His contract if you show up and play football, he gets paid.
No, it's a one-way deal. I hate this about this has happened in so many industries in America these days. They offer you a contract, but you're an at-will employee. We can just get out of it anytime. Well, that's not a contract. That's not a contract. Like, of course, when you're Trent Williams and you're the best in the world at what you do, you should say, guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Right.
You gotta, like, I'm not putting my body through that for no guarantees. And Trent and the Niners are talking, and the 36-year-old, by every report, is going to be there soon. Brandon's dug in.
Brandon's there. He's shown up.
No, stop.
Is he not there? He was at the game, preseason game.
As far as I'm concerned, he's not there.
He's got a back issue, too. Poor guy. He's been injured. And I mean, it's just, it's interesting how we pick and choose on the judgments we want to cast.
This one's different.
Yeah, it's different.
I'd feel the same
Bosa,
way about...
Bosa doesn't even show up last year until week one.
Yeah.
But he had the hammer because he's the best player at his position. But
absolutely.
There was no talk of him being petulant, although he was in the exact same spot.
Not the exact same spot. If the 49ers...
He had a fourth-year option that he could have played on.
Right, but was he offered three other franchises for more money and said no? No.
He just sat back and waited for them to offer absolute max money.
Well, smart deal. Like, right. I will back the player every time until that player is offered what he's asking for and says no.
Well, we don't know definitively if he's getting the guaranteed money that he wants or exactly what the offer is. We've heard.
The Patriots offered max first-year cash flow reported. Josina Anderson.
Yeah, and Hushmanzada said they offered more than $32 million a year. So we don't know. That's obviously not what he wanted. We don't know what exactly Brandon Ayuk wants in terms of money, guaranteed money, average annual, and the rest of it.
He wants his cake and he wants to eat it too.
Right.
He wants the money, but it has to be from the 49ers. Sorry.
Okay, I don't fault him for that.
Yeah, well, I fault him for that when then you are offered something else, what you are asking for somewhere else. In fact,
want that somewhere else.
Well, too bad.
He wants it here.
You're not a free agent.
It's okay. He doesn't have to cave yet.
No.
Well, he doesn't have to give in. And even, you know, with talk of him being petulant or
he's a wide receiver.
Not being an adult or whatever, as some have said, and all the rest of it, he's in no rush. He doesn't have to be in a rush to sign.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right on that.
And you know, he's getting fined right now if they want to fine him for not showing up.
He's not being fined because he's there, quote unquote, which is the silliest rule I've ever heard in my life.
There you go. Genius. He's playing chess, not checkers.
Yeah. Listen, all I'm telling you is I'm just giving you my opinion on what I would do if I'm the Niners.
Yeah.
And I'm not there yet on a Wednesday, but I'm damn close.
Yeah.
And I'm real close to just being like, I'm out.
And if he's calling their bluff on that, then...
It ain't a bluff.
Well, it's a bluff if they don't trade him. It's a bluff if they get to Tuesday.
Sure it is. They could just tell him we're done here.
Okay, and he plays for $14 million.
Or doesn't.
Well, and he does, and he continues to hold in,
and he continues to show up,
and you know he does have a back issue, could flare up at any time.
Now we're fearful of how he's going to behave throughout the season.
We already are fearful of how he'll behave.
No, it's already happening. How much more of a distraction could this be?
A lot.
I disagree.
Well, it could be a huge distraction.
I disagree.
If he continues to hold in and they say, you're going to have to play on your option, and he says, okay, I'll play on my option, and he comes on out and can't practice because of my back, and Shanahan gets asked day after day after day, hey, what's the status with Brandon Ayuk?
Oh, they would just deactivate him by then.
No chance.
No, they would deactivate him if he did that. If he made up an injury?
No, I don't know if it's made up. Shanahan already said that he may have a back.
Listen, the 49ers are not going to let a player run their organization. It's just not going to happen.
Well, he's already kind of running it.
Well, but it's not the season yet.
Right.
I promise you now.
It's the offseason. Totally.
Be careful now. Listen, let's get one in here.
Squeeze it in.
A lot of people want to talk. Let's go to you guys coming up next, but let's get James and Fremont in real quick. Hi, James. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, sure. Absolutely. Just wanted to share my opinion. I like Brandon Ayuk, but I don't really, and I'm a Niners fan, I don't really think he's a marquee player. And I don't really think that outside of the Niners or outside of San Francisco or the Bay Area, that people are kind of looking at Brandon Ayuk like a marquee beast of a wide receiver. So I'm thinking if we lose him, if he doesn't play, the Niners have enough talent to win. So that's just my opinion.
I agree. James, thank you. I don't think they're as good. I think they're still very good. And the other thing is what's even available to you? I know the people are like, but we're not a Super Bowl contender without him. Okay. He is not available to you.
How'd that work out for Brock in preseason game number two? Guy's out there running for his life.
That's the craziest comment ever.
He was missing all of them. Right.
Not just Brandon.
Well, he had three of his offensive linemen out there.
How would he have looked if everybody but Brandon were there?
I'm not insulting Brock Purdy, but...
Probably a little shaky.
I don't know that. He might look fine.
We'll see in a regular season game. If they go out there with Debo and whomever, good luck, Debo, getting open.
He played without Debo and Trent. And it wasn't great, but it also wasn't horrible. Go look at his numbers.
They lost both those games.
Yeah, I understand that, but it wasn't all on Brock. Their defense couldn't stop, couldn't force one incompletion from Cousins or Burrow.
Burrow was the one, right?
And Cousins. Yeah. They were both incredible. They did whatever they wanted. And zero blitzes at halftime. None of those are Brock's fault. All right. We'll get to everybody who wants to weigh in here. We're sponsored by Express Employment Professionals. It's Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
It's a problem, but I also think it's a shorter-term problem than maybe we feel at this moment, which is to say, like, I get what you're saying. Hey, who's playing WR2 against the Jets? Well, I don't know. I don't know. But is the problem the same by the second half of the season, by week 9, when your rookie receivers, obviously you're taking a gamble, but like... Right? Are they healthy? Are they getting better? There's a trade deadline. Can you find someone else there? What do a Chris Conley or a Chosen or whoever, like, man, what do they look like if they're getting more opportunities? I'm not disagreeing with you. It stinks, but I also at a certain point go, you don't have to throw your hands up. He won't sign.
Well, he can play then, and if he doesn't want to play on the fifth-year option, then he can make the choice that he needs to make. And if that choice is, I'm not playing at all, and you want to torpedo your chance to go out and get big free agent money after the year, well, then that's his choice. I just look at the replacements that you have, and Ricky Pearsall, first-round pick, first round talent. I like the pick. I like the player. He can't stay healthy. He can't even get on the field. And Jacob Cowing, fourth rounder, I don't know if he's ready to go out there. And you named Conley and you got Juwan and Chosen. And these guys, none of these guys are Brandon Ayuk, who is a second team all pro. So you can say week 9, week 10, maybe you have somebody who can graduate into that spot and you've got the trade deadline. Those are a lot of gigantic ifs as opposed to a guy who led your team in catches. He was second in the league in yards per target. And, you know, all the rest of it.
It stinks.
It totally stinks.
It stinks, so, but he won't sign. Well, he won't sign.
Still have time until Tuesday. Yeah, Monday is the deadline that you set. And I think that that's a fair deadline. But, yeah, he won't sign. And whatever's happening behind the scenes, one thing we do know is he hasn't signed and he hasn't played. So if this drags into the season and you don't have him, well, then you've got to go to plan B. And you hope that your plan B is at least a facsimile of what he's been able to give you.
We want to go to the phones for sure. I do want to throw this one out there. Carlos Guido on our YouTube feed said, Willard, don't you think that Garofolo was possibly fed that info from the agent of Brandon Ayuk? That's what the report sounds like to me. And again, the report is that both sides are now dug in, and Brandon is really resolute here, and that the Steelers remain in play and that they are by the phone waiting. Do I feel like that was fed to Garofolo by the agent? Yeah, kind of. Yes. Doesn't mean it's not true, but like, if you want to play all the reporters and be like, who's talking to who?
Sure.
The agent is where you start usually. Like, that's who I think talks to reporters the most in most situations. So is Garofolo a Ryan Williams guy? That's Brandon's agent? Probably. You know, and then when you're like, I mean, who else are you talking to?
Williams on, like, behind Garofolo when he was live on TV?
At Raiders camp. Okay. Yes. And then there's, you know, who else is talking about this a lot? Schefter is super tapped in. He's probably, like, Schefter in the past has been called a Lynch guy. Is he a Lynch guy? What about the local reporters? You know, where are Mike Silver and Matt Maiocco and Matty Barrows and Jennifer Lee Chan on all of this? David Lombardi, who are they talking to? Obviously, that would probably be more inside the organization. But, again, It continues to be a game. It continues to be a war in the media. And I think that it's time for that game to be over.
Well, it's going to be over. Yeah. I mean, we're up against it now. When you've got a game coming up in 19 days and you've got a roster deadline, which comes up on Tuesday at 1 o'clock, you got to get down to 53 players. And heck, I'm sure they'd like to know if Brandon Ayuk is going to be one of their 53. And Pittsburgh's trying to think, well, do we still have a shot for him to be one of our 53? Roster decisions will have to be made around Brandon Ayuk and whatever they decide to do.
Let's go to Bob in the city on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Bob. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I love the show. First time I heard you heat it up there.
you need to listen more. We've been doing it some this year. This year's been a frustrating year in Bay Area sports.
Tell you what.
Anyway. I totally understand. On the parameters of your argument, then yeah, I think maybe he's just messing with the team, you know, giving them a taste of their own medicine. I really wanted to say that the Niners are kind of at fault here because this is a pattern, and I don't know what's up with the front office, but it seems like that was the rift between Harbaugh and the front office, and here we are every year. Our top players are having to, you know, go into August before they get a contract. So something's amiss. I think they have made mistakes. This organization has made mistakes. You keep bringing up the defensive tackle they let get away. How about the two number one picks for a guy you never used? I mean, that could have just been so many other things. We could have probably had two Super Bowls, according to Who's Manzada.
I mean,
he's not the only one that's seen that.
Yeah, but Bob, I'd argue you're listing off all of the misses and you leave out all of the hits. Like, the 49ers are in this position because they've absolutely crushed a bunch of their picks. No one's going to argue that the Trey Lance thing wasn't an absolute disaster of a whiff, and Brock Purdy saved them. But I get a little bit on my heels when I hear people go, you could have done this and you could have done that. Right. They also could have not found Fred Warner, George Kittle, Brock Purdy. They could have not traded for Christian McCaffrey.
We can run through the whole balance
sheet.
Like,
I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't, and Bob, thank you. I don't think this is a pattern. I think this one's different.
Well, the pattern has been like a player, draft a player, sign the player, but before you sign him, we're going to grind him. We're going to grind him all the way to the deadline. You did it with Debo.
That's only happened twice.
You did it with Bosa.
That's happened twice.
Right. I'd have to look at the history of all the other guys and maybe players, you know, signed earlier and took money that they wanted to take. And I do think that the Bosa one, if I'm Brandon Ayuk and I look at Bosa, I'm thinking, okay, that's the way to do it. That's the way to get max money is to take this thing all the way to the wire.
And the Niners know that, and they're like, we're not letting that become a thing around the league and the team.
And thus, it's an impasse.
There you
go.
And
you mentioned precedent before, and I think if you're a player and you see the precedent, and it's like, okay, this team wants to really grind these things all the way to the wire. Debo was late. Bosa was even later. And now you've got Brandon Ayuk. I do think that that sends a message to the league.
If they up the offer by a couple of mil just last week, that is the Niners gritting their teeth and changing their offer. And if that's not enough, it's going to be a problem.
But I think it might already be a problem.
They're not going to do it twice.
Based on the way Shanahan's answering, saying there's been zero. Zero.
Zero.
Yep.
Jose in Oakland, bring us home, brother.
Hello, Ray.
What's up?
Jose.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you could hear me. Look, honestly, this thing has gotten old and tired. To be honest with you, the Niners don't have to do anything. They don't have to trade him. They don't have to sign him. They should just make him play at this point, you know, for what he signed for, and actually just franchise him. It seems to me like more like it's not even Brandon. It might even be his agent, the one that's giving him bad advice. And to be honest with you, it's a lose-lose for the Niners if they trade him or sign him. If they trade him, they're not going to get a good player back, and who knows, you know, what are they going to do with the draft picks if they get anything reasonable coming from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if they sign him, I don't think that he's going to come in and start playing lights out. He's going to play really bad, and the fans are going to get into it with Brandon, you know, after all this drama that he's been, you know, getting the team through. To be honest with you, at this point, it's just time to let him go. It's kind of like when you're going out with that chick, she's cute, but she's not all that. She's not worth the trouble, okay? Just let her go.
Good.
Let her Jose, go. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, we're getting there. And again, at no point will you ever hear me say, I want Brandon gone, but if he won't sign, I don't know what else you could do. I don't know what else your option is.
My fifth-year option is your option.
Yeah, if he'll play.
Right.
What are you doing, Grandy? What do you got?
Well, we had four great guests on to remember the great Al Attles.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear from all of them. Chris Mullen, Bob Fitzgerald, then you guys had both Juan Toscano-Anderson and Tim Roy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all coming up. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun today.
Brandon going to be a Niner? Exactly.
Well, he's been a Niner this whole time.
Yeah. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. And not only shoot your shot, it's all you got. Rest in peace, Al Attles.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.